Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Gaffney's here. Steve is a great member of our Brain Trust. 15 years, pretty darn close to 15 years, he's been hanging out with us. He is the president and CEO of Stephen Gaffney Group, certified speaker based on the National Speakers Association. They don't give away that kind of recognition easily. And he's the guy who's taught us so much about being honest over the years. He's written all the books on the topic. Just be honest. Honesty works. Honesty sells. You're starting to get the picture. And he's our good friend, Stephen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. So you're working on a new project with teams. Now,
it's all about
how are you overlaying honesty with teams?
Well, first of all, what started me down this path with teams is a client of mine years ago said, you know, you do all this work with honest communication and you get people to be up front. I've got all these new teams that I'd like you to do kind of a reboot. And the idea of, well, what we'll do here is as these teams come together, we'll hit a reboot so they actually can work much better together and apply the honest communication strategies. And that's how it all started.
So when I think about... When I think about being honest at work in the marketplace, most people agree that being honest is the right thing to do, and we all learned that when we were kids, and we all know that it's the best practice, the best policy. Honesty is the best policy. We heard that all our lives. But what people don't think about so much is that when they play games, they're not realizing that they're being dishonest when they're playing games. They think it's passive aggressiveness, or they mark it off. He's just passive aggressive, or whatever. But it's a form of dishonesty, and that happens when people get together as teams too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, here's the biggest problem with teamwork: is it's not what people say; it's actually what they don't say to each other.
That's the passive aggressiveness.
Well, I mean, sometimes people there might be. It's hard to know the motive, but what we do know is that people withhold from each other, and a lot of it is really innocent. I'll give you an easy example. You have a leadership team, and one leader doesn't want to challenge the other leader because it's basically like, hey, stay out of my area, I'll stay out of your area.
Right.
But the problem with that mentality is we all have blind spots. You know, I always laugh when people say, you know, I know my blind spots.
Well, right.
If you knew them, it'd no longer be a blind spot.
It wouldn't be blind, right?
Exactly. So, the contracts person might know a lot about be able to challenge the finance area. The business area might be able to challenge the finance area. The finance area might be able to challenge the business area. The thing is that we all get locked into our way of thinking, and we definitely need outside influence.
Well, we also get into this. We also pretty much it's kind of an unwritten rule in corporate America, where there are a lot of teams, that you stay in your own lane. You know,
yeah, but that's unfortunate. And
I know it is, but my point is it's almost a chivalry thing, Stephen. You know what I mean? It's almost a respect thing. Stay in your own lane unless I ask you for an opinion, and you're saying that's where we get into trouble.
Yeah, in fact, the best teams know not to do that and actually encourage cross-collaboration. In fact, what the best teams do is when they walk into a leadership team, that you take off your hat, so you're no longer an advocate of your area. You're an advocate of the team, challenging each other, so that we work together.
But you have to set the stage for that, because if somebody just goes around snooting in other people's business, snooping around and calling out other people, that's going to create war. That's not going to create solutions.
Well, and that's why we need to set the tone, because the best teams, the best leaders actually know that's not the case and need to create that environment where there are three signs of a healthy team. One of the signs is having positive debate. So one way you know that you're having a problem in a relationship, and remember, a team is that actually could be just two people. So any two or more people, when there's a problem is when there's a lack of debate. So often people say, well, we have no conflict. Well, that's a problem because – really, if people want a sign of a healthy team, a healthy relationship, is there is conflict. And there's positive debate is what I'm really talking about. And the difference between negative versus positive debate is just tearing people down. Positive debate is offering constructive criticism, but also offering possible solutions. No, I was just going to say, if you're sitting there in a meeting, and I'm meeting after meeting, it's just a bunch of debriefs, and nobody's challenging each other, I'm basically saying, you got a major problem on your hands.
So one of the ways, it seems to me, that I've seen this work pretty well is where one team isn't necessarily allowed to critique the other team, but that team is allowed to say, this is how what you're doing impacts my team. This is how your services, your interaction with us lands over here on this side. And this is what it does for us. These three things are great. These three things, not so much. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's good, but it's not good enough because we actually want to be proactively honest. So here's what I mean by that is we need to challenge each other. So, for example, if let's say a business line or maybe the contracting folks or whatever is sharing some things or challenges for us to say, well, wait a minute, what about you thinking about this way or that way? The other thing is that often people say, well, we shouldn't give feedback unless the other person asks. But the problem with that is we often don't know to ask. We've all probably had problems in our life where we didn't even realize it was a problem, but somebody from the outside or maybe a good friend saw it was a problem and they didn't want to say anything because they thought, well, maybe it's, you know, I'm just not seeing everything. But good friends, good teammates actually proactively challenge each other and say, hey, listen, you may not be thinking about this, but what about that? Or I notice you're sharing this. Have you thought about this? So it's actually not good enough to just say how it's
But this can't happen. Stephen, this can't happen in the middle of a workday, right? This has to be in an environment, in a setting, in a venue almost, where these kinds of things are discussed, right?
Well, that's where a lot of teams also lack, which is a consistent communication business rhythm. So there's 10 ground rules I discovered by working from the military to sports, to all different things that I've realized is that there are 10 essential ground rules. And one of the ground rules is having a consistent communication business rhythm. And what I mean by that is that there's a consistency in the way we're communicating with each other versus if it's haphazard. So you're right. If it's a bunch of interruptions in the day, and somebody's just saying, hey, Jim, I just want to let you know, here's what I think about your area.
You need to do a better job over here.
I mean, that doesn't work. And without setting the right context, somebody could misinterpret what we're saying.
Right.
So I agree with you.
Hold on to that thought, Stephen. We're getting into some good stuff, folks, and I always have a good time discussing these things with Stephen Gaffney. Just StephenGaffney.com, is that right, Steve?
You can reach me at actually justbehonest.com.
Justbehonest.com, there it is. So check it out, folks. All of his books are right there, too. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.